You are so special to me. Do you hear me? You mean so much to me. I love being with you. When we're together, I feel light, relieved, without pressure. You make me laugh, and I float. The winds of my desire carry me till I come back home to you, my love. I see your face, I hear your voice, and I feel warm, because I know that you, above everyone else, love me. And in return, I love you. I cherish you. So, I want you to close your eyes. Lean back into your pillows. Get your headphones secure. And luxuriate in the sound of my voice. My silky, soothing, warm voice pouring over you like sweet honey. Smelling so sweet, fragrant, perfumed, sticky to the touch, the essence of me running to your ears, just like the other honey I make, the honey that comes when I feel my desire building. The honey that runs into your cock when I hold my pussy just above your erection, and little sweet drops of my fragrant essence drop into your tip and run down the side of your shaft, tickling you, teasing you, just like the dewdrops of cum you make when your cock can't contain its longing for me. And even though there's no touch, no friction, no stimulation, you are so full of longing that you can't contain your seed. When you look in my eyes, I see such yearning there. It is so intense, so focused on me. And that's when I know I'm your world, your center, your reason for life. And I love that gaze. I feel so seen. Then you smile. Your eyes light up. Those little laugh lines at the side crinkle and dance. And I feel so alive. Every hair on my skin, every synapse, feeling the universe washing over me. And so it begins, that age, that yearning, that intense longing for your touch. My insides start to churn, my heart starts to beat loudly, insistently, and I find myself shaking, literally trembling at the thought of your touch. your sweet, sweet touch. And then you reach across the bed and kiss me. I smell your skin, inhale you. As your hand slides down my back and comes to rest on my ass, where very tenderly, very gently, your fingers gradually find that welly, that sensual groove, the one that runs between my cheeks. And I lie barely able to breathe as your fingers slowly slide up and down me, exploring, stimulating. I hear you lick your fingers, and then, expectant, excited, I wait for your touch on my puckered entrance, the first of the holes you like to enjoy. You smear your saliva over my little butt, soothingly, yet teasingly, until one of your finger lingers at my entrance. Then moves it open. You don't try to fuck my ass, but you know how to play with it, to tease it into excitement, so that my whole body is held in suspension, waiting, anticipating for you to reach my lips. And then, the glorious moment when one wet, slippery finger runs gently up and down my lips, my wet, soft lips, already slightly moist with my own natural lubrication. And very slowly, you dip your fingertip into me to discover the wonderful wetness within. Then, stealthily, lovingly, you spread my juices very generously over my lips, paying full attention to each side of me, and I just die. I'm yours, totally, completely, without reservation. I moan. And whimper, gasp, and shiver, as I feel you tug me open, as my lips are slowly pulled apart. And as I feel myself opening up to you, it's like the whole world is centered in my cunt. My warm, giving, soft, wet cunt. Your cunt. The one you caress, kiss, and penetrate. I feel this wave building up inside me, undeniable, irresistible, a tsunami of pleasure waiting to wash over me, and my body starts to move as I twist and squirm, and my hips start to thrust upwards to meet your touch, and you, in your turn, kiss me. You murmur my love as one finger becomes two, then three, pulling my lips wide so I'm more open than I've ever been before. Vulnerable, exposed, and then when you're certain that I'm ready, when my head is moving from side to side, and my body is arched on the edge of that precipice of deep, dark desire, desperate to be satisfied, that's when I feel you, erect, yearning, trembling, so desperate to come into me. Yet, still you wait, nudging at my entrance, until, unable to stand it, I push myself back on you, my cunt lips cover your head, and I use them to stroke it, massage it, only allowing myself to cover the tip, until that chasm starts to yawn in me. That aching emptiness, the one that has to be filled. You always sense that change. You know, finally, that's your signal, the response that tells you that more than anything, I want to be filled. Fucked, penetrated, deeper than I've ever been penetrated before. I feel my hips start to move, thrusting, bucking, as they try to pull you in as deep as I can. But still, you hold back, teasing me, until you take pity. Such a gentle master, and you realize in that glorious moment of sensual connection that I want you. And so, in generous response, start to move in me. Your cock slides in and out, slowly, deliberately, still teasingly. Each time you withdraw it, you circle it around my clitoris, and your cock head, so soft, so smooth, so wet and glistening with my juices, that it's a as if the heavens have opened. Angels are singing, as all I know is the sweet, sweet touch of cock on clit, as your instruments of greatest sensitivity and pleasure play on each other, bringing each other to perfect bliss, our bodies vibrating like the strings of a harp, plucking each other in a sweet symphony of desire, until finally we can stand it no more. And we return to that animalistic place, the place of desperation, the place where primal desire, overwhelming need, cannot be ignored any longer. And I feel you, urgent, rigid, undeniable, claiming me as your own, as I give myself to you, thrusting back on you. Your cock stiffer and harder than I've ever known it before, as I moan and whimper, screaming, then whispering, I love you. And the universe explodes, and your essence comes into me, fluting me, seeding me, marking me as yours. That's when I know that I'm home.